Glory to God. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. I read for our hearing this morning Psalms 100, verses 1 through 5. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Praise the Lord, everybody. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. As we continue on, we're going to ask Brother Darrell Golden to make our announcements for us for the week. God bless. Brother Golden?
Yes, I'm here. I have my phone on mute. Sorry about that.
Amen.
Okay, ready to do the announcements for you. Yes, here at Cornerstone Deliverance Church, we have a process of services here to get you reignited during the week, get you ignited in the Lord, motivated for serving him, blessing him throughout the week, keeping you aligned in his principles, keeping you aligned in his commandments. And what we offer is 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time right here at this teleconference line, Monday night prayer. It'll be led by Apostle Asa French, one of our other leaders. It's every Monday night, 8 p.m. Mm-hmm. Eastern Standard Time. We have an hour of power prayer. We have on Tuesday morning, 5 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, an early risers prayer. Once again, it's Tuesday. Every Tuesday, 5 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, an early risers prayer. We also have on Wednesday nights a Bible study discipleship course every Wednesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I attend that as much as possible. It's very nice and enlightening. Keeps you attuned and aligned with the Word of God. I also attend the Monday night 8 a.m. prayer service. Great services that'll keep you going, keep you aligned with God, keeping you praising the Lord. I know a lot of us have busy schedules, but, you know, if we take time out through the teleconference line to listen, use your earpiece, use your earbuds, whatever you need to do while you're walking, or if you can at work or around the house, it's very enjoyable. If you can find a quiet place, that's even better, where you can stay aligned and tuned and not be disturbed. We also have on the 2nd and 4th of each month a motherboard meeting. Please get in contact at the church website, cornerstonedeliverancechurch.com, where you can see how you can join the motherboard if you're a woman. We have on the 2nd and 4th of each month, we have a 12 to 12:30 hour power praise. Also, we have a church app. You can get it in Google Play. You can also get it Apple Store, whatever your type of phone you have. Just type in Cornerstone Deliverance Church. Very nice app. We are now asking all members to get the app. More communication will be done through the app on church events. If you need to text message someone, whatever service we offer, if you need prayer, contact numbers of our leaders, it's all right there. I have it. It's very nice. It's not hard to learn. It's not hard to there's nothing special that you have to know, nothing special that you have to take a course for. No more than 5 minutes, it teaches itself to you. I think it's real nice. I know I definitely didn't have a problem with it. And we are encouraging that all members that are current members and any new members to check out our app at the Google Play Store or Apple Store, Cornerstone Deliverance Church. Should come right up. If it's more than one Cornerstone Deliverance Church, you may have to type in the link, Eatonton, North Carolina, Cornerstone Deliverance Church, or Hempstead, New York. It should come up. And we just want to say here at Cornerstone Deliverance Church, under the leadership of Apostle Asa Roberts Francis, that we continue to preach and teach the message through Jesus Christ, his crucifixion, reflecting on the ultimate sacrifice he made for our salvation, his resurrection, celebrating the victory over sin and death, his Pentecost, embracing the power of the Holy Spirit in our lives. We also do, you know, have community engagement. Join us, like I said, in fellowship and in prayer during our weekly services I just mentioned. Once again, Monday night, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, the hour of power prayer. We have also Tuesday morning, I'm sorry, once again, Monday, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time prayer. Tuesday, 5 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, we have early risers prayer. Again, little prayer, little peace, much prayer, much peace. I can't say that enough if you come to prayer. Also, amen. Stay connected with our YouTube channel and Cornerstone Deliverance Church app. We also have a YouTube channel. If you type up once again Cornerstone Deliverance Church in the link, we should come right up into North Carolina, and you'll see things going on through YouTube with a message from Apostle Asa Francis. Keep your eye out for special events, once again, guest speakers and community outreach initiatives on our church app. And, you know, also we have other social media platforms. They have a Facebook page. I don't know about Instagram. They may be on there. You can check it out. But I do know I've seen myself Facebook. We also have a Facebook page to keep you up to date on what's going on in church. So just remember, we are a family united by faith, and together we grow in knowledge and love of our Lord Savior Jesus Christ. And remember, at Cornerstone Deliverance Church, we worship, learn, and serve together. And that's all I have to say for our weekly announcement, and I will now turn the service back over to our leader here on the line.
Praise the Lord, praise everybody. God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We magnify the Lord, and we thank the Lord for Brother Golden stepping up to the plate and start making our weekly announcements. Hallelujah. All praises are due to God. Amen. We're going to get ready to take up our offering today. I'm going to give you into the hand of Apostle Asia Francis.
Bless you, amen, on this God morning, beloved. This is the sacred moment in our service where we invite everyone to participate. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We all can participate in worshiping God through our giving. Amen. Praise God. As the Bible teaches us, we are to be cheerful givers. Amen. Hallelujah. We ought to give cheerfully. Amen. Sowing bountifully rather than sparingly. Amen. Your contributions are an expression of trust in him. Amen. When we give to the work of Jesus Christ, when we give our tithe and our offering, amen, it is an expression in how we can trust God with our substance. Amen. If you trust him with your heart and you trust him with your soul, amen, praise God. If you pray to him, amen, and you trust him, amen, with your health, you can clearly, amen, trust him with your substance. Amen, praise God.
Amen.
Don't hold nothing back from God. Amen, praise God.
Amen.
And giving unto him plays a vital role, amen, in supporting the work of the church. Amen, praise God. The work of Jesus Christ must go on. Amen. If you wish to give, you can do so in these following ways, beloved. Amen. Pull out your pen and your pad. Praise God. Hallelujah. That you can write it down. We're going to speak it as slow as possible. Praise God. You can send via Cash App. Now, this is Cash App, and the Cash App code is $CSDC12. Amen. That's Cash App. $CSDC12. Amen. That's
amen.
Charlie Singh David Carrie 12. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
And then Zelle, you can give via the church email, cornerstonedeliverancechurch@gmail.com. Praise God. PayPal is the same email, cornerstonedeliverancechurch@gmail.com. The website, amen, you could give via the website, and that website is www.cornerstonedeliverancechurch.com. Again, it's the church name, www.cornerstonedeliverancechurch.com or www.csdcgoodnews.org. Amen. Praise God.
Yes.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. All of those will take you there. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Beloved, your generosity, it enables us to continue spreading the message of love, to spread the message of hope, to spread the message of faith. And so we thank you for your willingness to be a part of this beautiful act of worshiping by giving, by faith. Amen. Praise God. And the reason why I said act is because God loved us. Amen. And he sprung into action and he gave his only begotten son. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And so our
amen.
Love, amen, and our participation in the work of Jesus Christ, beloved, is going to make us want to do something. Amen. Hallelujah. We
yes.
have to do something. Amen. And why
Hallelujah.
Not just obey God? And so I pronounce this blessing upon every giver this morning. Amen. Every tither. Amen. I put the rebuke of the Lord, for the Bible says that his rebuke is upon every devourer for every tither, that in every aspect of your life, I don't care what ground the enemy is trying to encroach upon right now. I don't care what type of territory he's trying to take, whether it be your finances, your children, your land, your property, your health. Amen. I put the rebuke of the Lord on the devourer.
Hallelujah.
Satan, the Lord thy God rebuke you
in the name of Jesus
by the blood, concerning every tither. Ikaba sando. I say,
yes,
I put
Lord.
The rebuke of the Lord. Amen. Praise God.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And beloved, this is how you have to walk out the word of God, his promises to you. When you know that you have obeyed him, you got to rise up. Amen. Praise God.
Thank
and
you,
speak
Jesus.
What he says that he has promised to do. And so we put the rebuke of the Lord on every devourer, and we declare and decree, amen, that the windows of heavens is open, pouring out blessings, amen, for every offering giver. Amen. Receive it in the name of Jesus. The
Hallelujah.
Windows of heaven is open unto you. Amen. You ought to expect to be blessed. You ought to declare
amen.
That you are blessed. You ought to prophesy
you,
that you are blessed. Amen. Praise God. If anything else is working, amen, that does not line up with God's promise towards you being blessed, amen, you ought not to receive it. You ought to reject it. You ought to cast it down, pull it down, amen, and you ought to be blessed. Hallelujah.
Thank
because
you,
that
Jesus.
Is God's mind towards you. Amen. Praise God for him that give bread for food and him that give seed to the sower. For everyone that is sowing, God is blessing you right now. For him that gives seed to the sower, amen, may
yes.
he bless you. Amen. Praise God that you would
amen.
Have all that you need and that you will have no lack but abundance for every occasion. I don't care what the occasion is. Amen. Praise God. You shall have more than enough. Receive the blessing
Hallelujah.
Of the Lord. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Receive
yes,
that more than enough blessing, that overflowing blessing, that blessing
yes,
in your vats are full and overflowing. Receive it in Jesus'
thank
name.
You.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Eternal
Hallelujah.
Father, we thank you for all that your people have given on today. We give it unto you even right now that you may bless it. Hallelujah, Jesus, and that as we break it, as we spend it, as we divide it, oh God, for your glory and how you lead us to do, may you multiply it like you multiplied the two fish and the five loaves. God, in the name of Jesus, we put a demand
Hallelujah.
On your supernatural and divine multiplying power in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let us give God
Amen.
Praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Apostle, I release it back to you. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you for that awesome prayer over the prayer blessings over the offering. And I received, hallelujah, glory
hallelujah.
To God. I received and I am in expectation because I know the Lord knows all my needs and even my desires.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. We sing praises to your name.
Oh, yes.
Oh, Lord, praises to your name. Oh, Lord, for you are great and greatly to be praised. We sing praises to your name. I'm including everybody. Oh, Lord, we sing praises to your name.
Hallelujah.
Oh, Lord, for you are great and greatly to be praised. We give glory, glory to your name. Oh, Lord, glory to your name. Oh, Lord, for you great and greatly to be praised. Do I have any witnesses on the line?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I'm ready to praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Have you told him thank you? Hey, hallelujah. Have you told him thank you?
Jesus.
Glory to God for this opportunity to come into your courts with praise. Hallelujah. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. The angels bow before him, heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. Oh, what a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve.
Oh, yes.
The
Hallelujah.
Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God he is. He is the King of Kings. He is the Lord of Lords. What's his name? Jesus. Precious Jesus, oh, he is our King.
Oh, yes, hallelujah.
What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah. So thank you, Jesus. You know I get excited. Amen. My God, my God, my God.
Amen.
And you know I love
Amen.
Singing. Praise the Lord. When he put it in my head, Amen. He put it in my mind. Hallelujah. He said the joy of the Lord. Hallelujah. It
yes,
is my
hallelujah.
Glory to
oh,
God.
Yeah.
But you know, I got to calm down. I got to give y'all a chance to testify. Is there anybody on the line other than me that want to sing a song? Is there anybody else on the line other than me that want to give a testimony? Is there anybody else on the line that got up this morning saying, Daddy God, thank you,
hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus, hallelujah. Hey, my God. So is somebody else besides me and Apostle Asia Francis want to sing to the glory and honor of God, or just want to share a scripture with us, come forth now in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen.
Isaiah 43:18. Remember ye not the former things, neither consider the things of old. Behold,
yes.
I will do a a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall ye not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. Amen. Oh. And amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Praise Mother Harris. Glory to God, Minister Harris. Mother Minister Harris was sharing that scripture. My God. Mighty God.
Hallelujah.
This is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Thank you, Mother Minister Doggett. Glory to God for joining us today and sharing your scripture with us. Anybody else?
Come on now, Mother.
I love Jesus because he's my Savior. When the storm come raging, I tell you he's my shelter. Wherever he leads me, I will follow. Because I love Jesus. And he loves
Jesus.
Oh, I love Jesus. Because he's my Savior.
Thank
when the
you,
storm come raging, he's my shelter. Wherever he leads me, I will follow. Because I love Jesus, and he loves me. Hallelujah,
Jesus.
Glory, God, I just thank God this morning. Amen, for the love of God. Amen, hallelujah.
Yes,
I can only love him because he loved me first. Amen, praise God. I can only love, amen, praise God, because he showed me that the love that I knew before I knew him was faulty. Amen, that it really wasn't love at all. Amen, praise God, hallelujah. And so I just thank God for love at a kingdom standard this morning. Amen, praise God. And I know that there is still depth and height of his love that I can reach, but I'm glad about the love that I know. And I'm excited about the love that he shall impart. Amen. Hallelujah. Those of you that know the worth and the power of prayer, please continue to pray my strength in the Lord because I love him. Yes, I do. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Praise the Lord. My soul says yes. Yes. Yes, my Lord, my soul says yes.
Oh, yes.
Yes, yes. My soul says yes. Yes. Yes, my Lord, my soul says yes. Yes, yes. My soul says yes, 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 my Lord, my soul says yes, 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 yes to your will, yes to your way, Lord, I'll obey you each and every day, my soul. Yes, 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 hallelujah. Glory to God. We'll have another testimony, a song, or scripture to the glory and honor of God.
I just want to thank God for giving me another great week, pumping blood in my body, keeping my attitude positive, not allowing negative things to bring me down. I want to thank him for keeping me, allowing me to keep coming in his midst, to keep praising his word. I just thank him for showing me that I've come a mighty long way. I have yet more to go and get better with myself and also in the betterment of Jesus Christ. I just thank him for saving me in times of peril. I just thank him for bringing me this far at 52 years old. I just thank him for keeping me going with my job, no matter how hard it gets and how it just gets rougher and rougher to stay here. But I just thank him to give me the grace to look for betterment, look for another job, to keep going. I just thank him for keeping finances in my pocket so things get better. Nobody but him.
But
I thank him for showing the love of my mother and pray to my mother see the love of her son to her. I just pray that God will show me no matter what's going on, everything's going to be all right. Because all things that are given by him and blessings from me. And he's showing me no matter what burden, he can take care of it. I just give him thanks for another great week of blessings in his name. I can tell you he gives me the strength to keep on going and serving him in his name. That's all I have to say.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. My God. I know what one of the words say in everything, give thanks. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. In everything, give thanks. You know, it's kind of hard sometimes, but if we think about it, what he's saying, glory to God. I was in my kitchen this morning washing dishes, and something had occurred earlier, and rather than me starting to fuss about what had occurred, I just went to singing and talking to Daddy God. And then one of my spiritual daughters happened to send a scripture out this morning. Glory to God. She sends them out every morning. But this particular scripture, hallelujah, said for us to praise the Lord. Whatever situation that we may be in, that's the part we got to get. We read the word, we hear the word, and we say we receive the word. But sometimes, my God, we don't do the word. So I said, Lord, let me see what she's saying. Oh, yeah, I received that. Ha, glory to God. I got happy in my kitchen washing dishes and praising God till it was time for me to get on the line this morning. So you don't know, like I know what he has done for me. Yesterday,
hallelujah,
I was sick in my body. Ah, my God, I got up and thought I was going to go to Pastor Looney's funeral, but my blood pressure was sky high. Oh, but God. I sent the word out asking the saints to pray. Hallelujah. My brother-in-law, Bishop David Grisdale, and my sister, Pastor Helen Grisdale, they called me together. Oh, when I say they bombarded heaven on my behalf. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
And I already sent the word out to Mother Robinson. She had already prayed. I'm talking about what prayer would do. I heard
hallelujah.
The man of God say, little prayer, little peace. Oh, we got to pray, saints. These are the last and evil days. Glory to God. But he told us, call on me.
Yes.
Woo! And I will show you great and mighty things that thou knowest not. He told us to ask, and it shall be given to seek. And we would find. And then if we keep on knocking, hey, eventually that door is going to open. Glory to God. The promises that the Lord has given to us. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That's why I can sing that song, what a mighty God we serve. We come this far by faith.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Leaning on the Lord, trusting in his holy word. He's never failed yet. Can't turn around. We come this far by faith. We come this far by faith. Leaning on the Lord, trusting in his holy word. He's never failed me yet. And no, can't turn around. We come this far by faith. Hallelujah. We come this far by faith. Before I get ready to give the line to Apostle Asia Roberts Francis, is there anybody else that want to testify while you have a chance? You got the privilege right now.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. If it's all right, I'd like to do two scriptures.
Let's go.
So troubled on every side, yet not distressed.
Come on.
Yes. Perplexed, but not in despair.
Yes, hallelujah.
But not forsaken.
Thank you, Lord.
Cast down, but not destroyed.
Yes, Lord.
Always burn about in the body, the dying of the Lord Jesus, that
Thank
the
you.
Life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our body.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. I also want
Praise
to say Psalms 103.
Come
Bless
on.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul.
Oh,
and
yes.
And all that is within me.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Bless his holy name.
Thank
Bless
you,
Bless the Lord, oh my soul. And forget not all his benefits.
Thank you,
Who
Jesus.
Forgiveth all thine iniquities.
Yes.
Who healeth all thy diseases. Who redeemed thy life from destruction. Who granted thee with loving kindness and tender mercies. I bless God
thank
on today.
Jesus.
I thank
Hallelujah.
God for the men and women of God. I thank God for being a healer. I thank God for this week, this time last week. We were leaving the hospital at 4 a.m. in the morning, could barely move, could barely breathe. But I thank God I held my
Hallelujah.
Breath this morning. I thank
Hallelujah.
God I held my energy this morning. I
thank
God
Jesus.
For he is a healer. He is
Hallelujah.
A way maker. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And he is a promise keeper. He watches
yes,
over
he
his
is.
Words to perform. And I
Hallelujah.
Thank
Hallelujah.
You.
Thank you,
Hallelujah.
Jesus. Woo. Thank you, Pastor LaShonda. Drake, God bless you, woman of God. Thank you for sharing
Glory
that testimony.
God.
And for y'all that don't know, that's my daughter. That's my baby. That's my child.
Hallelujah,
Glory to God.
Jesus.
And yeah, she went through. She had been going through for several weeks. Oh, but God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, I do get glad when I think about all the good things that God has done for each and every one of us. I can't tell everybody else's testimony, I know. But God, I thank him for us being witnesses. And we don't mind sharing what the Lord has done for us. And if he did it for us, he would do it for others. He would do it again and again and again. Hallelujah. We do thank and praise the Lord for all glory to God of the testimonies, the scriptures, the songs, the praise and the worship. Hallelujah. That we have given unto the Lord today. I pray that the Lord has received every one of our gifts that we have honored him with today. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Good morning.
Ooh, when I think of
life. Bigger point. I said I came in late, but I did want to just confess to God that he is the head of my life and to him my honor and worship. And it's a privilege to be on. I don't know how long I can stay on because I'm also getting ready to go into church. In Tallahassee, Florida. But my scripture this morning would be Jeremiah 17:7-8. Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord and whose hope is the Lord, for he shall be like a tree planted by the waters, which spreads out its roots by the river, and will not fear when heat comes, but its leaf will be green and will not be anxious in years of drought, nor will cease from yielding fruit. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, 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 amen. Bless the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Thank God for having the ear to hear. Hallelujah. Bless his holy name. I will bless the Lord. Oh, my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. We will bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. For he has done great things. He has done great things. He has done great things, bless his holy scripture that was rendered. Oh, but we're getting ready to get the word of God, the rhema word that he has chose to give to us today. I pray that each and every one of us have an ear to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying to us. I pray that we would open up our hearts, glory to God, to receive his word. Open up our ears to hear his word, and then, hallelujah, let's praise him for the woman of God, our very own Apostle Asia Roberts Francis. Hallelujah, hallelujah, oh, glory to God. We magnify him and we praise him for the woman of God. Thank you, Father, for touching her even now, giving her the word to speak into our ear gates even now. Glory to God, and we say thank you, Lord. Apostle Asia Francis, I give it to you right now. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you,
Amen.
Jesus.
Thank you,
Hallelujah.
Lord.
Hallelujah. Glory, God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I thank God,
you,
amen, for how he uses Apostle Eartha, amen, to lead praise, worship, and testimony. Amen. Praise God. I thank God for the anointing on her life. How the Spirit of the Lord, amen, is truly moving. Amen.
Thank
praise
you,
God to each and every one of us. Amen. Praise God.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Love it when the Bible says that Christ is not divided. Amen.
Thank you.
And whenever
Jesus.
We
Thank
find
you,
division, amen, and things going on, that, amen, that is not the Spirit of God. Amen. How do we know?
Amen.
Because Christ
Hallelujah.
Is not divided. Amen. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank
Hallelujah.
You, Jesus. But, beloved, amen, on today, praise God, I just want to take you some place in the word. Amen. When God used Minister Mother Jacqueline Harris to read that scripture that he's doing a new thing, I chuckled within myself. Amen.
Come
praise God. Hallelujah. I said,
Hallelujah.
God, come on, because this word, the word of God, the mind of God, amen, the promise of God is established in the mouth of two or three witnesses, says the word of God. And when the woman of God began to speak that he's doing a new thing, I chuckled because our kingdom thought today is newness and transformation. And transformation. Amen. So today I would like for you to turn with me, amen, to the Gospel of John, chapter 2, amen, that we can see the remarkable moment in the life of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, a moment that he reveals his divine power. Amen. And God wants to reveal it to you today. Amen. Listen, we didn't show up for nothing. Amen. Praise God. No man can come to Christ unless his spirit do the drawing. Amen. Hallelujah. So I know some of you believe that you came here on your own accord. You picked up your hands and you picked up your phone and you dialed the number. Amen. But, amen, contrary to popular opinion, the word of God says that no man can come to Christ unless his spirit does the draw. The Holy Spirit must draw you. He must have had drawn you in order for you to be here. Amen?
Amen.
And so we want to be able to see this remarkable moment in the life of our Lord Jesus Christ, a moment that reveals his divine power, and he shall reveal it in your life too. It reveals his compassion and the promise of newness. Amen. Praise
Thank
God.
You, Jesus.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
As he turns, amen, water into wine, we want you to turn with me. I want you to turn with me. Amen.
Come on.
John chapter 2. And we're going to read the word of God from verses 1 through 11. Now, beloved, amen, I gave you the theme up front because I want you to see it as we read it. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
I want it to unfold in you. I want you to look for the new. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. I want you to embark upon, be open to what God, because everybody don't like change, amen?
That's right.
Everyone don't like, but Jesus is a catalyst of change. Beloved, one thing that is constant, change is constant, amen? Hallelujah. And so we have to learn to embrace change, amen, because the Bible tells us that it is constant, amen? Praise God. Amen.
You,
and if Jesus is working in your life, there's going to be some change. Amen.
Amen.
And so I'm going to
read
this to you. Amen. And the word of God reads as this. Amen. And the third day, there was a marriage in Cana of Galilee. And the mother of Jesus was there. Pay attention to the characters. And both Jesus was called and his disciples to the marriage. And when they wanted wine, the mother of Jesus said unto him, they have no wine. So for those of you that are so holy and you can't go to a marriage and you feel like you can't make certain things, you may just be that light. Amen. That God wants to shine in darkness. Amen. You may just be that one that they call to give prayer. Hey, hallelujah. Come on now, somebody. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory God. Jesus and his disciples, they went to the wedding. Amen. Praise God. At this wedding, they was drinking wine and having a good time, but Jesus was yet present. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. And when they wanted wine, the mother of Jesus said unto him, they have no wine. Jesus saith unto her, woman, what have I to do with thee? Mine hour is not yet come. His mother saith unto the servants, whatsoever he saith unto you, do it. Amen. Pay attention to that scripture. And there were set there six water pots of stone, after the manner of the purifying of the Jews, containing two or three firkins apiece. They wash their hands in this water pot. They purify themselves in these water pots. Amen. Praise God. But now our purification comes through the water of the washing of the word. Our purification comes by the shed blood of Jesus. Amen. Jesus saith unto them, this is verse 7, fill the water pots with water, and they fill them up to the brim. And he saith unto them, draw out now, and bear unto the governor of the feast. And they bear it. And when the ruler of the feast had tasted the water that was made wine, and knew not whence it was, but the servants which drew the water knew, the governor of the feast called the bridegroom, and saith unto him, every man at the beginning doeth set forth good wine, and when men have well drunk, then that which is worse, but thou hast kept the good wine until now. This beginning of miracles did Jesus in Cana of Galilee, and manifested forth his glory, and his disciples believed on him. Eternal Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for your word that is blessed. I ask that you hide me behind your cross. Don't let it be me that your people see or hear, but let it be you. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, let them look beyond themselves. Let them look beyond me. Let them tap into your heavenly provision for them on this day, oh God. We give you glory for making the word life in their hearts. We give you glory for using this word to quicken them together with Jesus. We give you glory in advance for illuminating the eyes of their understanding. We give you praise and we give you honor in Jesus' name. Beloved, the first thing that I want you to do is I want you to imagine the scene. Amen. The Bible says that I could do exceedingly and abundantly above all you could think of and imagine. Amen. Beloved, when we hear the text, the word of God, and we begin to imagine a thing, amen, praise God, God tells us that he will exceed, hallelujah, what it is that we have imagined. Amen. And in this text here, we see that it is a joyful wedding, that there is a celebration, amen, in the village of Cana. Amen. Well, may there be a celebration in you. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. The air is filled with laughter. There is music. There is aroma of delicious food. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. I know the Roberts family on. We love some good food. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. Yet behind the festivities, there was a problem. Amen. The wine has run out. It's a crisis for the host. Amen. It's a crisis for the host. Hallelujah. Amen. This is not only just a crisis for the host. This is a moment of embarrassment. Amen. I know that whenever we had holiday gatherings, amen, praise God, we made sure that we had more than enough. Praise God. Hallelujah. Two turkeys, two hams, amen, a roast, amen, two pans of macaroni and cheese. You can't run out of the macaroni and cheese, amen. I remember my daughter Asia Sadie, amen, I taught her to make the macaroni salad, and she enhanced it. She went beyond my recipe, amen. And so she's the only one that can make the macaroni salad, amen, praise God. Hallelujah for the holidays. And this one time she had a friend over with her. Praise God, and the friend, Asia, let her make the noodles. I happened to come downstairs, and the noodles was overcooked. I lost my mind. Hallelujah, Jesus. When I tell you I lost it, amen, I went completely off. Amen, praise God. Asia Sadie never forgets it. This day we laugh about it. She says, Ma, I will never overcook noodles. Amen, praise God. But she was trying to tell me, amen, that she didn't do the noodles, that her friend did the noodles, and I told her, but the assignment was yours. Praise God. And if you allow someone else to work your assignment,
assignment, it is your responsibility to make sure that those noodles were al dente. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because what you present in the meal is a representation of who you are. We do not put out no sloppy macaroni salad. Amen?
Amen.
And then she said that, just let me mix the condiments in. It'll change. I said, don't you waste my money. Don't you begin to mix my mayonnaise and my sweet mixed pickles and all of my stuff up in there. Amen. My eggs. Hallelujah.
Amen.
In those bad noodles. In those bad noodles. Hallelujah. When God saved us, he didn't fix us, patch us up. Amen. He gave us a new heart. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You need some
new
macaroni noodles. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Making a run. Amen. This late at night to the supermarket. Amen. But you won't mix those condiments up in those sloppy noodles. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Beloved, whatever it is that God creates, amen, he does it well. Amen. Hallelujah. God does not make any mistakes. Amen. Praise God. And so we see here that they had a crisis. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Now, beloved, a crisis can be understood in two different ways based on the context. Amen. Hallelujah. The Chinese lesson on crisis is this. Amen. The Chinese language provides an interesting perspective on crisis. The word for crisis in Chinese consists of two characters, one representing danger and the other representing opportunity. Beloved, I'm here to tell you that your perspective in a crisis is everything. How you see a thing, how you perceive a thing. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Remember when they sent out, amen, the spies, amen, to spy out the land of Canaan. Amen. Praise God. There were spies that had a perspective that the people in the land were like giants and there's no way that they can overtake them. But there was two young men. Amen. Praise God. And one of those men was Joshua and the other one was Caleb. And they said that, no, amen, they had the perspective of God. Amen, hallelujah. They did not see these people as giants because they saw God as being bigger than the problem, bigger than the crisis. And so they didn't see it as being danger, but they saw it as an opportunity. Amen. So in this text today, God wants to shift your perspective on how you would approach something that appears to be a crisis to you. So a crisis is a dangerous situation, but it also presents an opportunity. Somebody say opportunity.
Opportunity.
Somebody,
thank you.
Amen. A dangerous situation, which is a crisis, can present an opportunity. Amen. If we can locate Christ in the midst of a crisis, amen, like Mary did, amen, praise God, we see here that Mary, the mother of Jesus, hallelujah, she approached the crisis, the embarrassment that could have been, she approached it with faith, amen, praise God. She had faith in her son, or I should say our Lord, hallelujah. I believe that Mary knew that he was her Lord. She had faith, amen, hallelujah, in the Holy One. Amen, praise God. In the time of crisis, and something extraordinary happened. Amen, and beloved, this is how we need to approach a crisis, amen. In the Bible, the term crisis is not explicitly defined, but, amen, in various passages we can find it, amen. For God did not give us a spirit of timidity, but a spirit of power, of love, self, and self-discipline, amen. And so in the midst of the crisis, we have to know, amen, what fruits we're operating in, amen, what spirit, amen, praise God, because the spirit of fear will paralyze you, amen, but God does not want us paralyzed in the midst of a crisis, amen. He gave us power, amen. We are empowered by the Holy Spirit to face crisis with courage and self-discipline, amen. We don't have to get out of control, hallelujah. Amen. I was just in a situation, amen, praise God, when I was at the Lowe's, amen. I wanted to purchase some pavers, and I was returning some stuff. And the woman said to me, well, I cannot find these items on the receipt here, amen, or on your card, and so I will not be able to return them. And my voice went up an octave. I said, now you're gonna give me back my money. Hallelujah. My voice went up an octave. I said, oh, no, I've been up and down this store in here for days, and you're going to give me. And she says, well, that's not what I said. I said, that's not what you said. And so another woman stepped in, and she said, I've seen you here for the past few days, and yes, you did buy these items here. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. We're going to find a resolution. You ain't just going to take my money. You're going to give me back my money. Amen. Hallelujah. My voice went up an octave, amen, praise God. And then when the Holy Spirit came upon me, amen, I said to her, I apologize. Praise God, I apologize, amen. Because I didn't have to take my voice up an octave, amen. That was an opportunity for me to be self-disciplined. That was an opportunity for me to operate in the fruit of the Spirit in the midst of a turning point in my life. Beloved, a crisis is a turning point. Amen, praise God. James 1:2-4 says, it encouraged believers to consider trials as opportunities for growth. Consider it pure joy. Didn't Apostle Eartha say that she decided that she would sing praises of joy? Amen. Praise God. Amen. Instead of worrying. Amen. To consider pure joy. Amen, my brothers and sisters. Whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces what?
Yes.
Perseverance. Amen.
Hallelujah.
And so it says, let perseverance finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. Amen. Romans 8:28 assures us that God works all things together for good for those. Now, this is one of my favorite scriptures, for those, amen, who love him, amen. And we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose, amen. And I like to say that all things are good because of God, amen. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
It may not look good. It may not feel good. But when God finished working, amen, praise God, beloved, I don't know what you're going through, but if you approach the crisis with faith, amen, praise God, there may be danger. But where there is danger, there is still an opportunity for God to work. Amen. There is a possibility that you will see the extraordinary move of God. For it is God that take ordinary people and cause for them to do extraordinary things. Somebody say, that is me. I have that type of faith.
There it
I
is
have
me.
Faith
Amen.
To see the extraordinary. Amen.
Thank
praise
you,
God.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
I have faith to invoke a miracle.
Amen. Praise
yes.
God.
Hallelujah.
It doesn't mean that we won't go through. Since Pastor LaShonda's testimony was a testimony, amen, praise God, amen, that brought about the extraordinary move of God. Amen. She said, I was struggling to breathe, but today, hallelujah, I have my breath. Amen, praise
God.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory God. Beloved, don't sit down on that testimony, because that testimony brings overcoming power. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God
Amen.
Blesses you that you can tell of his goodness. Amen. Don't sit quiet. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Praise God. Amen. Thank you. I don't sit down on my testimony for nobody. Amen. That's why Apostle Eartha said, can we get somebody to testify other than Apostle Asia? Amen. Because I need to exercise my overcoming power. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. The Bible says that we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and by the
words
of our testimony. By the words of our testimony. By the word.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Glory God. Open up your mouth. Amen. Praise God. And give God
the glory.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory God. Hallelujah. And so, beloved, when facing a crisis, amen, we have a choice. Amen. We have a choice to focus solely on the danger, which some people do. Amen. But we want to shift your perspective. The Holy Spirit is empowering you today. We can focus on the danger and become paralyzed, become stuck in a moment. Amen. If you become stuck in a moment, how can you receive the shift, the new thing? Amen. Praise
Amen.
God. Hallelujah. You got to keep your eye on Jesus. Amen. We could become paralyzed by fear.
Amen. Or we can recognize the opportunity for growth, the opportunity for faith, and the opportunity that of reliance on God, and it can bring about what the extraordinary. Beloved, yes. When a crisis comes, God wants you to see, he wants you to boast in your weakness that he could put the super to your natural. Amen. Praise yes. God. He wants to put to your natural in the midst yes. of a crisis. He wants you Hallelujah. To know him in a more intimate way, in a way that you never knew him before. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And so a crisis is just moments. Crisis moments can also be opportunities for us to speak out against injustices and sinfulness in society, advocating for those who suffer. Amen. Praise God.
Amen. Amen.
Not silence us. Instead, we can claim the promise that God has given us a spirit of power. He has given
Amen.
Us a spirit of love. Beloved, sometimes you got to prophesy to yourself. You got to encourage
Amen.
Yourself like David. Amen. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
And he has given us a spirit of self-discipline. Amen. And so the
Amen.
Biblical meaning of crisis, it involves recognizing both danger and opportunity. Amen. Beloved,
Thank
you can
Jesus.
Have a crisis, but you will never see it the same. Amen.
Yes.
Mary saw an opportunity. Amen. She could have been paralyzed by the embarrassment of running out of wine. I could have been
mm-hmm.
paralyzed by the embarrassment, amen, of mixing condiments with soft noodles. Amen. We're having all kind of crisis. Some of you are having health crisis, but it's an opportunity. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
For the healing power of God, your lack in finance is an opportunity. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Glory, God. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus. So, beloved, we can rely on God's strength, amen, and responding with faith rather than fear. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Without faith, no man can please him. Beloved, you have to respond with faith. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Rather than fear. Amen. So as I continue to preach this text, let your faith be activated. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
I bind every spirit of fear in the name of Jesus.
The Bible blood.
I bind it in the name of Jesus by the blood. May the perfect love of God, love protected
yes,
in you, may it drive fear out of you now. In Jesus'
name,
for the Bible says perfect love drives out fear. May God's love be perfected in you. Hallelujah. Glory God. And may it drive fear out of you. In Jesus' name. You see, beloved, fear has to be driven out. It ain't going to just turn and go. Amen. That's not a low-level devil that you could just rebuke. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. You have to get in the word of God, get in relationship with God, and let his love be made perfect in you. Amen. And the Bible didn't say that you will drive out fear. It said perfect love drives out. Perfect love drives out fear. Amen. So wherever fear is present, beloved, you can, amen, get in the word of God and receive that perfect love. Jesus Christ is the perfect love of God. Amen. Hallelujah. I said Jesus is the perfect
yes.
love of God. Amen.
Hallelujah.
And so,
amen.
Beloved, in this text we see that God, that Jesus Christ, amen, hallelujah, who was just, amen, he was an invite, amen, hallelujah, to the wedding, amen, praise God. So sometimes God will cause for a platform to come forth for you based on a crisis, amen, praise God. Will you take the opportunity? See, hallelujah, Mary spoke to Jesus. Jesus said, my hour has not come yet, that this is not my time. Amen. And he wasn't just thinking about doing a miracle of turning water into wine. This is not my time to die. This is not my time. Amen. Praise God. That hour will come when I will bruise the head of the serpent. Amen. That hour will come when he snap at my heel. And that hour will come when I rise up and bruise his head. Amen.
Yeah.
That hour, hallelujah, will come. Amen. Praise God. And so, beloved, we have to keep our mind on the assignment. We cannot lose sight of the vision. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God has a vision for each and every one of us. He has a purpose and plan. Amen. You cannot lose sight of the vision. I remember I was speaking to my daughter, amen, Nakia, Pastor Paris, and I said to her, well, what made you stay? What made you overcome? She said, hallelujah. She said, I have a vision for the family. Amen. Praise God. And she says, and God told me not to lose sight of the vision. Amen. Grace.
Amen.
God will grace you in the
thing
if you hold fast to the vision.
Hallelujah.
You want to have a vision for marriage, a vision for family, a vision for business, a vision as an entrepreneur. Amen. Praise God. You ought to have a vision for how you're going to go forth and live your life from this point on. Amen. Praise God. A person without a plan plans to fail. Amen. Praise God. Beloved, you need to know the blueprint that God has set forth for your life. And there ought to be a plan set in place that it may be accomplished. Amen. Praise God.
Lord. Hallelujah.
So we're looking at now how the ordinary became extraordinary. Jesus' mother Mary approaches him with the concern. Amen. His response seems puzzling. Woman. Amen. This wasn't a disrespectful term. Amen. Hallelujah. When I'm talking to, amen, Elder Francis, amen, he calls me woman sometime. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. And I must say that every time that he said it, I don't know if I liked it. Amen. Praise God. But this put a new perspective. Amen. See, God will change your perspective. Amen. He wasn't being disrespectful. Amen. When he said to his mother, woman, what does this have to do with me? That was a term that they used back then when speaking to women. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He said, my hour has not yet come, yet Mary's faith. You see that? It may not be the hour, but your faith will accelerate your cause. Mary's faith prompts her to instruct the service. She said, this is not my hour. But when we begin to do whatever God has told us to do, Mary said, do what he tells you to do. Beloved, you have to posture yourself. Know the blueprint, but be ready. As a servant of God, as a soldier in the army of God, be ready. Hallelujah. When the apostle said, amen, praise God. Listen, when the person assigned to do something wasn't there, beloved, we got to be ready. I'll do it. I popped up. Amen, praise God. Beloved, you got to be ready to serve. Hallelujah. Why did we know what God was doing with Brother Golding? Amen. Where he should be placed in the work of the ministry, what the Holy Spirit was resting upon him to do. Every time he spoke, it was in his message. Amen. Praise God. Every time he spoke, amen, he very graciously,
thank you,
by
amen,
the grace of God, was able to give the services and what the services here has done for him. Amen. Right away. And I didn't just give him the announcements. It was the Holy Spirit rested upon him, and he was bringing forth the announcements whether I asked him to do it or not. So why not acknowledge what God is doing in the lives of his people and put them on assignment to do what the Holy Spirit
wants
them to do? Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Beloved, you have to be doing something. God wants to use you. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Mary's faith right here made of Christ something glorious. Her faith brought about something new. And it was opportunity. Sometimes we will find ourselves in places where things are taking place. Listen, your platform is not always in a pulpit, in a podium behind a church. Amen. Listen, your podium, your pulpit may be at an accident. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. God may cause for you to open up your mouth and prophesy healing. Amen. Health. Amen. Praise God. That nobody died. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Where is your podium? Where is your pulpit? Amen. Praise God. Your pulpit may be right there in your community. Amen. Praying against, amen, murders and killing. Amen. And no value for life. Bringing peace. Amen. That may be your pulpit. We all got a pulpit. We all got a podium. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. But Mary said, do whatever he tells you. Do whatever Jesus tells you. And, beloved, that's what I tell you today. Whatever Jesus is telling you to do, that is what you do. Whatever the word of God says, that is what you do. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory, God, in every aspect of life, in your giving, in your praying, in your praise. Amen, hallelujah. There was a time when I didn't like to praise openly. Amen, hallelujah. But God says, praise me with a shout. I said, well, I could surely shout. Hallelujah, Jesus, my God. Amen. Yeah. He said, praise me.
Amen.
Do what he says do. Yeah. Hallelujah. He
hallelujah.
Says, give carefully and bountifully. Amen. I don't got to be begrudging in this. Amen. I want to obey on. God. And when we step out by faith in obedience to what he tells us to do, he meets you there.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He meets you there. He begins to move, amen, in the midst of your operating. Mary stepped out on faith. Hallelujah.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
And when she stepped out on faith, what happened in the text? The miracle began to unfold. You want the miracle to unfold? Step out on faith. You want the miracle to unfold? Step out. Hallelujah. Amen. These knees don't always work, but by faith. Amen. I get up and I stand on these legs, and by faith, I take a step. Hallelujah. And I say, Lord, hallelujah, by faith. Hallelujah,
yeah.
Jesus.
Thank
God,
you,
meet
Jesus.
Me there in the midst of it, in the midst of my walking, in the midst of my talking, and before I know it, the walk gets stronger. Hallelujah.
You,
the
Jesus.
Faith becomes my legs, and the knees begin to work, and the legs
hallelujah.
Begin to move, and then I'm able
amen.
To do what I couldn't do, amen, before
thank
the
you,
glory
Jesus.
Dropped, amen, praise God, hallelujah. See, some
hallelujah.
Of us, amen, we get healed, and we get delivered, and we're made new, but some of us,
yeah.
day by day, we need the faith to get up, we need the faith to move, we need faith, amen, praise
mm-hmm.
God, for the blood pressure to be regulated, amen. God will
yes,
allow these
yes.
things to keep us before him. Amen. Hallelujah.
Yes. Amen. Amen.
So, beloved, by faith does the miracle unfold. Amen. You're looking for a change. You're looking for a shift. Amen. You have a crisis. Amen. Praise God. Your faith. I said your faith. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
And faith comes by hearing and by hearing of the word. Amen. If
yes.
your faith is little, hear the word and let your faith
hear
get built
word.
Up. Amen. Praise
amen.
God. Hallelujah. Your faith will cause for the miracle to unfold. Amen. And so Jesus instructs the servants. Amen. Mary's faith caused for Jesus to move. Amen. Hallelujah. We can move the hand of God by faith, unwavering faith. Amen. Jesus then
amen.
Instructs the servants to fill the jars with water. They obey. Obedience. Perhaps with curiosity or skepticism, but the Bible didn't say that. The Bible
mm-hmm.
just said they obey. Hallelujah. And, beloved, that's
hallelujah.
How God wants us to move. He wants us to obey his leading, the leading of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Then at his command, at his word, at his command, the water becomes wine, not just any wine, but the finest quality. The steward is astonished. The honoree is astonished, declaring that the best wine has been saved for last. Amen. God said today through Minister Mother Harris, he's doing a new thing.
Yeah.
Beloved, we want to look at the spiritual significance of new wine in the new covenant. Amen. New wine in the new covenant. Hallelujah. The water
hallelujah.
To wine miracle is symbolized the transition from the old covenant that represented by the water purification, those same water pots where they purified themselves, everything up under the law of Moses, to the new covenant in Jesus Christ. Amen? Just as the old wine ran out, the old religious system couldn't satisfy our deepest thirst for God. Why? Because every time we disobeyed it all. Amen, praise God. And listen, it wasn't given no grace because your disobedience and you not being able to fulfill it brought what? It brought death. It brought death, praise God. But Jesus Christ, the love of God, fulfilled all of that. Hallelujah. And imputed the righteousness of it to us. And now the
hallelujah.
Only thing that we get through faith in him is grace.
It's grace. It's grace. It's grace.
It's
hallelujah,
grace.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Grace is being given to us. Amen.
This is a
new, better covenant. Ain't no more purifying your hands in the water pot. Ain't no more killing the heifer, burning the heifer, letting the heifer burn. Amen. Ain't no more scapegoat. Jesus is that scapegoat.
Jesus.
Hallelujah,
yes,
Jesus. Glory God.
Hallelujah.
Beloved, there is such a provision that comes from the cross, but your perspective must change.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Your mind must change. The way you see a thing, the way you view a thing, the way you perceive a thing, that must change for you to
Thank
be
you,
able to
Jesus.
Receive what it is that God has for you. Amen. So just
Amen.
As the old wine ran out, the old religious system couldn't satisfy our deepest thirst for God. Amen.
Thank
but
you,
Jesus,
Jesus
brings something better. He brings something
Hallelujah.
Better. What did he bring? He brought the new wine. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
He
Hallelujah.
Brought wine of grace, wine of forgiveness, wine of eternal life. Hallelujah.
Lord, bless
he brought
name.
Wine
Hallelujah.
Of grace, wine of forgiveness.
You,
he brought wine of eternal life. Amen. You ain't happy enough for me.
Thank
Let
you,
me
Jesus.
Say it again. He brought wine of Hallelujah. I know the
yes,
blood
Lord.
Did it for me. Hallelujah,
Thank
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, glory, God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Jesus doesn't merely replenish the wine. He doesn't replenish the wine. He transforms
mm-hmm.
the wine. Amen?
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. God
Thank
made you,
Jesus.
New. He didn't patch you up. He made you new. Amen.
Hallelujah.
He didn't just replenish the wine. He didn't give them what they had, but he gave them something better than what they had.
Yes,
and beloved,
Lord.
When your faith is in Jesus,
Thank
when your
you,
faith
Jesus.
Is in his finished work at the cross, he doesn't give you back to yourself as a better version of the old you. No, the old you died. Amen. We
yes.
are dead in Christ. We are
Hallelujah.
Dead in buried in Christ. Amen. It is a new man that lives. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Beloved, embrace the newness, for God has made you new. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And he got to the root of the problem, where all of the worries and the cares and the these things of life come from, the heart. Amen. Hallelujah. See, we look at people on the outside. We say, boy, they beautiful. Man, he's fine. Man, she's sexy. Amen. But that's skin deep stuff. Amen. The Bible teaches us that beauty is fleeting. Amen. It's fleeting.
Amen.
Because everything young and strong gets old. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. But the Bible
you,
tells us that he beautifies the meek with salvation. What God did in your heart, that thing don't get old. It's like wine. It gets better. Hallelujah. What
Hallelujah.
God did in your heart. Beloved, I'm talking about when you're beautiful from the inside out. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. When it ain't no negativity, it's positivity flowing through you. Amen. The
Thank
love
you,
of God. Amen. Praise God. The character of God. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Well, that's what he did for you. He did an inside work, and the outside have to catch up. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory
Hallelujah.
God. He did an inside. This thing is an inside transformation. Amen. He didn't just replenish the wine. He transforms it. He takes the ordinary. And he elevates it to extraordinary. Amen. Someone say, I've been elevated. Amen. Praise God. The
I've
moment
been
you're
elevated. Faith, Praise the Lord.
The moment your faith is in Jesus Christ, change has taken place. There is a circumcision of the heart that is taking place. Amen. And beloved, you ought to value yourself as something extraordinary. Sometimes we don't even know what God has done, because we don't understand the cross and the work of the cross and the work that God has done in you, the work that he promised to finish. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Not the work of man, but this is the work of God. Amen, hallelujah.
Amen.
And Brother Golden testimony, I can hear the work of God.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And Sister Vada preach, I heard the work of God. And Sister Samantha, revelation, I heard the work of God. And Apostle Esther, I heard. Come on now, somebody. Hallelujah. I heard the elevation, the transformation. I heard the newness. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
You want to know if someone is new, listen to their words. Why? Because out of their mouth speaks the issues of their heart. Amen. Is there a crisis? Hallelujah. Is there a turning point? A crisis ain't nothing but a turning point. Listen, don't be ashamed of where you are, because it's an opportunity for God to bring about what?
Hallelujah.
Change. Hallelujah. Somebody say, change me, Lord. Change me, Lord. Elevate me, God.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
They still talking about that seven words, seven saints. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Minister Paris, amen, praise God, hallelujah. God knew he was ready.
Hallelujah.
God knew what he did. God knew what he did. Hallelujah. God knew the work that he did on the inside. Hallelujah. Beloved, God is doing a work in you. Amen. God is doing a work in you. Day by day by day, you shall change. Day by day by day, you are being made new. God. I didn't say man is doing the work. I said God is doing the work.
Hallelujah.
If you can begin to see the hand of God on your life that is working in your life, in your heart, amen, hallelujah.
Amen.
In Christ, we experience transformation in Christ. In Christ, we experience transformation, amen. Our lives was once empty.
Yes.
Amen.
Lord.
But now we are filled with his presence. Amen.
Thank
praise
you,
God.
Jesus.
Right now we are filled. There is a fountain of life, a fountain of joy. Amen. He has given you purpose. Amen. When you
become his
vessel of grace, you are a vessel that God fills with his grace. Somebody say, fill me up, Lord. Hallelujah.
Fill me up, Lord.
There is a fountain of life springing up in you.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Beloved, this is why we have to stay connected. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I finished pouring out in my marriage. I got to get alone with God. Amen. After I empty myself out, with you, I got to get alone with God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. I got to get alone. Hallelujah. That there will spring of life, that he may pour more grace in this vessel. Amen. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Beloved, as long as you make yourself available and empty, grace will constantly pour in. Amen. Ask
Thank
the woman
you,
that had the issue. Amen. Praise God. When her husband left her with nothing but debt. Amen. Praise God. And she got empty vessels. She got empty vessels.
Yes.
Beloved, you have to be an empty vessel before God. You can't come full telling God what you're going to do. Amen. Praise God. Be an empty vessel looking for instruction, needing
you,
a provision
Jesus.
Of grace, needing for the wellspring of life to fill your vessel.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
See yourself
as
a vessel in need of filling. Amen. This is why we come to the
Hallelujah.
Service. This is why we come to hear a word. Hallelujah.
Thank
Hallelujah.
You,
Sometimes we get a little puffed up and we think that we have arrived and I don't need to be in Sunday service. I don't need Bible study no more. I done arrived. Amen. But hallelujah. You better humble yourself. Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Find
Amen.
Yourself somewhere dry. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. This is the order of God that we forsake not the assembly together with the saints because in the midst of this assembly, amen, praise God, is the Spirit of the Lord that fills every vessel. Hallelujah. Thank you,
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Oh, glory God. Hallelujah. I just want to speak to you today about this new life. Amen. There's something new.
Jesus.
That God is doing in each and every one of us. Beloved, don't mind me if I'm now hooping and hollering today. Amen. Praise God. I tell you the word that I give unto you today, this word is spirit and life.
Hallelujah. Amen. This is a quickening agent here. Your life shall not be the same. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Glory
Jesus.
God. Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus. For us today, new life, Jesus invites us into a relationship with him. Amen. Some of you are saying, I have a relationship, but how intimate is it? Amen. Praise God. When I realize that, hallelujah, this thing could get as intimate as we allow, as much time as we want to spend. Listen, you just make yourself available. God will sup with you. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. This ain't no wham, bam, thank you, ma'am type of thing. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. I like it when that Mr. Make It Happen say that we're not here for a long time, but a good time, but I'm here for a long time. Amen. Praise God. I'm trying to spend
hallelujah.
A long time with Jesus. I'm trying to spend
thank
a long
Jesus,
time with
Jesus.
The bread of life. Amen. Hallelujah. Because I have faith and seen that he is good. I'm trying to spend a long time with him. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Beloved, you got to be willing to spend a long time. Amen. Our religious practices should flow from our love for him, not merely duty. Amen. Praise God. We ain't showing up because we have to. I show up because I love him. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
If only one person
praise
is on the line, I show up because I love God. I show
Amen.
Up because of the love that he has given unto me when I did not deserve it. When nobody else don't understand the vision, I show up. Amen. Praise
Come
God.
On.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Now, beloved,
yes,
you got to know why you're showing up. You got to know why God attached you to the people he attached you to, why you're in a place.
Yes.
Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. It's about the love of God. Amen. Hallelujah.
You,
so,
hallelujah,
we don't obey him of religious practices. We're not the Pharisees and the Sadducees. Amen. We're not under the Mosaic law the way they were. Amen. Praise God. Christ has fulfilled that. The old has passed away. And I said all things. I didn't say some things. I said all
All things have become new.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Beloved, from the rooter to the tutor, you are new. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Embrace the new. Embrace
Thank
the
you,
new
Jesus.
That God is doing in you. Embrace the new. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Embrace it. Embrace it. Embrace the new. Change is constant. Jesus is a catalyst of change. I'm telling you, you stick with him. You get intimate with him. Amen. Praise
Thank
God.
You
wouldn't even recognize the old you. Your language will change. Amen. The way
Hallelujah.
You resolve it will change. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Glory God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
This is not
Hallelujah.
Mere duty. This is love. Amen.
Thank
the transformation,
you,
we must allow Jesus. We must
Hallelujah.
Allow Jesus to transform our old selves into the new creation. Hallelujah.
You,
the reason why I say we must allow is not that he needs our permission to do it. He is God.
Mm-hmm.
He is God,
he is
and he
God.
Will do what he please.
Hallelujah.
But the love and goodness of him, amen, he allows
yes,
us
Lord.
To make a choice. Huh? Jesus
amen.
Died. Salvation is already yours, but will you believe? Huh? Will you partake?
Yes.
Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Thank
he
you,
gives
Jesus.
Us opportunity. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Opportunity happens to everyone. Chance is happening to everyone. And chance is happening to you right now. Amen. Praise
amen.
God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Don't go back to that world system. Amen. The devil don't love you. Satan don't love
Hallelujah.
You. The Bible says that he come to kill, steal, and destroy. He don't love you.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't no love out there. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. When some of my spiritual daughters, amen, went out on their own, they said, man, it's hard out here. We should have stayed a little longer. The world ain't kind. The world in its system is not kind. Amen.
Yes.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And so, beloved,
you
have to be able to get strong in the love of God, that you know the love of God for yourself. Amen. Praise God that you reject everything that's not the love of God. Amen. Hallelujah. His grace. It is the grace of God that replaces legalism. Amen. Hallelujah. He said, rent your heart and not your clothes. Amen. It is the grace of, don't start getting legal on us. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Don't start getting legal on us. Amen. But if it's a stumbling block, amen, listen, I'll put it on all the way down to the floor up to my neck if it's a stumbling block for you now. I'll even cover my head, knowing my head's my covering if it's a stumbling block. Amen. Praise God.
Come on,
hallelujah.
Come on.
I do what
Hallelujah.
I do, whatever it takes. Like Apostle Paul says, I try to be all things to all people
that
will get saved. Amen. That somebody will believe. Amen. Hallelujah. If I had to put
Thank
on a kilt, I'll do it. Amen. And preach this gospel. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank
Hallelujah.
You, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Lord
Thank
God.
You,
Hallelujah. I'll preach
yes,
the love
Lord.
Of God. Hallelujah. Because, beloved,
Amen.
This is what it's about. Showing forth the love of God. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Listen, his grace
yes,
replaces legalism. Let no one hold you to a new moon. Amen. Praise God. Let no one hold you to these things, these sacrifices and these things. Amen. Jesus, I said he died. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you,
and he yet lives. Don't be held
Amen.
To these legalisms. Amen. I bind every spirit of legalism, every spirit of religion, and I command
Jesus.
For the yoke to be destroyed from your neck
yes,
in the name of Jesus by the
in
blood.
The
Even right
Jesus.
Now, do I speak your liberty and your freedom in Christ.
Yes,
Hallelujah,
Lord.
That you will serve
Hallelujah.
Him by love and not by mere duty. Amen. Praise God.
Thank you,
but
Jesus.
You will serve
Hallelujah.
Him by, it will be your love. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Which you
Hallelujah.
Love, you will protect. What you love,
you
will
Jesus.
Protect. Amen. Praise
yes,
God.
Lord.
Beloved, beloved, you marry. What you love, you will protect. Whether you are man
Hallelujah.
Or woman, if you love it, you will cherish it. If you love
Thank
it, you will
Jesus.
Keep it up. If you love it,
yes.
amen, you will protect it. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
If you ain't being protected, if you ain't being cherished, it ain't love. Amen. Hallelujah. That's a faulty system at work, and that system must be torn down. Hallelujah.
All right. Thank you, Jesus.
And the new foundation must be laid. Amen. Praise
Hallelujah.
God. Love will keep
Thank
you from
you,
stepping
Jesus.
Out. Amen. Praise God. Didn't
Thank
that woman
you,
say
Jesus.
Love would have brought you home last night? Amen. Praise God. That's love. Love will keep
Hallelujah.
You honest. Love
Thank
will
you,
keep
Jesus.
You honest. Hallelujah. Thank you,
My
Jesus. Glory to God.
Thank
Hallelujah.
You, Jesus.
God, go where you please. Amen. God is speaking to you now because it's time to level up. Amen. Praise
Hallelujah.
God. Love is an action word. Love will make
yes,
you be
Lord.
Present emotionally, physically, and financially.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Love does
Hallelujah.
That. Don't
you,
hold
Jesus.
On to your pockets. Don't close your hand when it comes to me and you tell me you love me. Love will make you open up your hand. Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Praise God. We're talking about love. Love
Hallelujah.
When you're serving. Whether it is your marriage, whether it is God, whether it is your children, amen, when you are serving, amen, this is not legalism. This is not, listen, everyone that gives birth can't be a parent. Amen, praise God. Everyone that gives birth is not a mother and a father.
Amen,
praise God. Hallelujah. Because the love is not there. Amen, praise God. Hallelujah. But love will make you show up. Love will make you fix them something to eat when you ain't got nothing to eat. Love does that.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Love will make you fast. Amen. And praise God and thank God when it's not there. But love will make
yes.
you find something for those babies. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank
Hallelujah.
You, Jesus. Glory, God. Hallelujah. Thank
yes,
you,
Lord.
Jesus. And so, beloved, this is the love of God that God expects for us to walk out and to express into the world. Amen. So, beloved, we have to embrace the new. Amen. Let go of rigid religiosity. Amen. Let go of the ways of the world, the system of the world. Let go of
Hallelujah.
The system of religion. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
And
Hallelujah.
Embrace the newness that Jesus offers. Embrace the abundant life of grace.
Thank
Amen.
You,
it's time
Jesus.
To embrace it. The abundant life of grace. It's time
In
to walk it out. Amen. Praise
yes,
God. It's time
yes.
to walk it out. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Beloved, the Holy Spirit is leading me to say sometimes the package look right. And sometimes it comes speaking everything that you wanted to speak. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. But you better let that package unfold. Amen. Hallelujah.
On,
Don't be jumping into just anything. Amen. Let the package unfold. Spend some time with it. Amen. Let those things that are hidden, because sometimes people come walking and talking
right.
in your life. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
But guess what? They can't keep up the charade always, because the real
Amen.
Love is in the home. Amen. And sometimes it may just be our assignment. We may take them with the real thumb unfolding, because at least you know what you're dealing with. Amen. Praise God. Because God,
Amen.
You give your power.
Amen. He promised to protect you. Amen. So the devil can't do nothing with you. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But
hallelujah.
At least you know what it is that you're dealing with. Amen. Hallelujah. Let some things unfold. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. So, beloved,
Thank you, in conclusion,
just as new wine requires new wineskins, and we're going to get into that study. I want to do a study with you concerning the new wine and the wineskins, and I'm not going to do it in this preach and teach, but we will do it. Because the Bible says that he does not put new wine in old skins. Amen. The old skins are already stretched out. They will burst. So you will lose a perfectly good skin, and you will lose the wine. But God said, I made you new. Amen. So we have to allow ourselves to be stretched, and we got to give to the new wine that's coming in. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let the new wine have its way. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Be flexible to the wine. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Be ready to receive the overflowing grace of Christ. Be that type of skin. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Praise God. For you are
the new
skins that he is pouring the wine in. And he made you new.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
So, beloved, remember, Jesus came not to patch up the old. Amen. He didn't
come for
that. But he came to bring forth something entirely new, a new covenant, a new life, a new way of relating to God. Amen. So let us be vessels ready for his new wine. Amen. Anybody ready? Just praise him right now.
Hallelujah.
Let your praise speak
Thank
to you.
Jesus.
Let your praise be called over to
you.
Use your phone and
Thank
let your
you,
praise
Jesus.
Be He's making you new.
Thank
even
you,
right
Jesus.
Now, he's transforming
Thank
you.
Jesus.
Right now, he's pouring new
blood.
He has changed the best is yet to come.
Yes, Lord.
The best is yet to come. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, glory
Hallelujah.
God. I said the best is yet to come.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Anticipate the ultimate wedding feast.
Yes,
Hallelujah.
Lord.
The marriage supper. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The best is yet to come. Huh?
Thank
then the
you,
finest
Jesus.
Wine awaits us in eternity
yes,
in
Lord.
His presence. Hallelujah. I
Thank
said the
you,
best
Father.
Is yet to come. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father.
Glory Jesus. God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So,
yes,
beloved,
Lord.
Jesus, miracle at Cana. It reminds us that he specializes in turning the ordinary into extraordinary. Somebody
Amen.
Say that's me. Somebody
that's
say that's me. That's me. That's me. Come on and own it. Hallelujah. That's me. Hallelujah. He transforms our lives. He transforms our lives, offering newness. He offers
Thank
forgiveness
you,
and hope. And this is what we ought
Lord.
To do to other people. We ought to offer what Jesus Christ has offered to us. And what he
Amen.
Has instructed us to offer. Amen. We don't want to offer our opinions. Amen. Because your opinion may not be the mind of God. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Keep your opinion
Amen.
To yourself. Amen.
Thank
I ain't
you,
trying to
Jesus.
Hurt nobody's feelings, but keep your opinion to yourself. Amen. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Amen.
Let
Hallelujah.
Us embrace the new wine he provides and share it with others. May our hearts overflow with gratitude for his abundant grace. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Even as we go forth, amen, and we leave this place, God has made you new for his purpose, for his plan.
Yes.
Amen. You are his workmanship,
amen.
And it's for his good work, amen, that
Hallelujah.
Others will praise his name. Amen. Apostle Earth,
amen.
I release the line to you. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
What a word. What a word. What a word.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Well, I don't know about nobody else, but I got mine. Hallelujah.
Glory
to God. God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
I have come over here where the table spread and the feast of the Lord was going on. So I got
Amen.
Mine and I praise God for the word of God. hallelujah, that he sent to us today to feast upon, hallelujah. And I pray that we continue to keep that word in our heart and that we will meditate on that word. Apostle Asia Francis is always publicizing with the preached word. My God, she put it on Facebook. And like the man of God said, we have the Cornerstone app. You're able to go out there. Praise God. One thing about it, I know she don't mind sharing. Praise God. Hallelujah. So anybody that want to hear the word of God again, you're able to go out there and find it. And if you don't want to find it, you can contact us and we'll make sure you get it. Praise the Lord. There was a song that was in my heart as she was ending. Actually, it was two songs, but I'm just going to sing one. Love lifted me. Oh, love lifted me when nothing else could have. Love lifted, it lifted, it lifted me. It was God's love.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Me.
Oh, yes. Hallelujah,
oh,
Jesus.
God's love. Hallelujah. That lifted me.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
For ourselves, hallelujah. For the minister, the woman of God, Minister Jacqueline Harris, hallelujah, will do our altar call. Glory to God. When nothing else would have, love lifted me.
Hallelujah.
Mother Harris, I give it to you. Glory to God.
Praise God. Praise God this morning. Glory to God. I just thank and praise God just for being in the midst this morning. Glory to God. I just thank and praise God because Apostle preached it, taught it, and put love into it. She did an altar call if you listen to all
Amen.
Of her texts. Glory
Come
to
on.
God. She did the altar call. She did. She read, you know, the offering, tithes, and she just did it all this morning. And if anyone is on the line, glory to God, that missed the woman of God, the great message today, I just don't know what to say but what Brother Golden said. Get on the site. Get on the
Come
prayer
on.
Line. Get on all the
Thank
things
you,
that you need is right here at Cornerstone Deliverance. Church, glory
amen,
to God.
Amen.
And
Hallelujah.
I just thank God for the word today. And the word
thank
went
you,
out to man. Those that don't know Christ, those that know
yes.
Christ, those that's been in Christ. Glory
Hallelujah.
To God. It was something in there for everybody.
Yeah.
Like,
thank you, Jesus.
Apostle just did it all. And
Hallelujah.
I just ask anyone that heard her word tonight, and I mean today, glory to God, that you just know that it's the word of God calling you, calling
yes.
me. Glory to
Hallelujah.
God. She didn't leave no one out. She didn't leave nobody so high that, you know,
Come
she
on.
Couldn't be reached. And she didn't bring it down so low that she didn't break it down for you. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
And I thank,
thank
and
you,
praise
Jesus.
God again for the word of God because it was
yes.
preached and taught with love today. And we
Hallelujah.
All, like I said, she didn't get so high that you shouldn't understand it. And she didn't
yes.
go so low that even a child could understand it. Glory
Hallelujah.
To God. Just hearing the word from a blessed woman of God. Glory
thank
to
you,
God.
Jesus.
I just thank and praise God. I just can't praise God enough to know that if you just heard the word today that you know God is calling you.
It's none of us. All of us was called to different callings, glory to God. Years ago, over 51 years ago, God told me to pray for family, that he had teachers, preachers, evangelists in the family before anything else. My daughter is 51 years old. She was 2 months old when God gave me the Holy Ghost. And he put me back on my knees and told me to pray for my family because the fivefold was in the family. Didn't even know much about fivefold then. But God gave it to our family. Glory to God.
Yes.
And the woman of God came forth with it today. Glory to God even again after 51, going on 52 years. Glory to God. But I thank God for her and what he's doing in her life. Glory to God.
Thank you, Jesus.
In my life, glory to God, because he is a prayer answering God. Sometimes not always following him like I should have. Glory to God, but he has mercy on me. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
He has mercy on you today. Glory to God. Something like he said is too high that you could not understand it. Are so low that even a baby could hear
Hallelujah.
It. Glory to God, because God is a right now God.
Yes, he is.
He's here for all of us.
Just reach
out. Glory to God.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
In your life.
Thank you,
in your life. In yours, and yours, and yours. Glory to God. Because he
is a
I've seen him go in and out of the family, glory to God, letting me be here long enough to see what he promised me that he would do.
Yes, Lord.
And I know today he still will do whatever you would ask him. And the only thing he asks of us is to love him. Take him into your heart and to your soul.
Yes, Lord.
Know yourself. And know what you stand in need of today.
Thank you, Lord.
Just lift your heart and mind today to the word, and I'm going to make sure I listen to it again later on. But God is good, and anyone that's out there that stand in the need of prayer, you got a mighty praying warrior out there with our singer and the love of God that's in her.
Amen.
Minister Eartha Wright, she'll sing you through a prayer. She'll sing you through deliverance. She is here for you in song.
She sure will. Hallelujah.
Amen. Glory to God. So
Amen.
We got the word. We got the song. Now we need to just grab a hold of what was said tonight.
Hallelujah.
I'm still saying night. I'm thinking about Wednesday night. Glory
Hallelujah.
To God. That's Brother Golden. TJ, he's always there. He's been there, always saying the things that go on in the church, and he's been doing that for quite a long time.
Thank you, amen.
It was you did something good, baby. So you're just a blessing to the ministry and to God. You know,
Amen.
We're all doing a new thing today. And again, I just thank God. And if anyone out there that know they stand in need of a prayer, you know, we have our minister that done preached herself, you know, up and down today. And for a minister just singing, like I said, she can sing you saved. Accepting the word and all of the rest, but I do just thank God today. I just can't thank him enough just for the word, because a father did do it all. And the only thing I could do is thank God for her, bless God for her.
Thank you, Jesus.
Now, glory to God, after asking if it's anyone that needs prayer, glory to God.
Thank you, Jesus. We don't want
to end without, if it's someone out here that want to turn their life over to God. You know, we're here, and we're ready.
Amen.
Because in helping
Glory
you, it helps
God.
us.
Glory to God.
Thank you, Jesus.
And I do thank him today. And if it's no one else, minister, I'll just end it in a prayer. Glory to God. Father God, right now, in the name of Jesus, for those that heard the word, that heart was pricked, glory to God. I thank God for them, and we pray for them, whether we know their name, but that we go out in praying and loving each other, knowing each other fault and loving anyway. We thank God for you and everyone on the line today. And I just thank God for the love that he has in his heart in the word. And, Minister Eartha, you know, I just love your singing. Come
Amen.
From the old
Praise
school.
God. Praise God.
You know, and like I said, she can sing you to the Holy Ghost.
Say hallelujah.
You know, she can give it to you, honey, when she finished singing, if it touches your heart. But I do thank and praise God for everything that was said and done on today, that it touched each and every one of us with a heart of love that it was given.
Yes. Thank
and
you, Jesus.
We just want to thank God for Jesus today. Thank God for what he's doing. But most of all, we thank God for what he's going to do. In the mighty name
Hallelujah.
Of Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
And we just thank him over and over and over again. And a lot of times, apostles do call me up, and you know I have to be obedient.
Amen.
Being obedient to her as my pastor, you know, and she asked me one way or another if I have to turn over, and I really didn't sleep all last night because I thought I was going to end up oversleeping, so I haven't slept all night. But I do thank and praise God for humbling myself to her.
Amen.
As he asked me to do.
Amen.
But I have within myself. So again, I just want to thank God for each and everyone on the line and getting my thoughts together. And because I have a visiting nurse coming too. But
Amen.
I'm not rushing. So God is good. If anyone just want to say anything, if not, we just thank God for today and for his word and for his love. You
Amen.
Know, and for doing
thank
a new thing continually with us. Minister
Amen.
Eartha, do you have anything else?
No, ma'am.
That,
praise the Lord.
Agape love.
Agape love, everybody.
May
agape
God
love.
Go with you.
Agape love.
Agape love, dear.